G'day and welcome to Aussie Vision. I'm Dale.
And g'day, I'm Mike.
And a special emergency amazing episode today because we have the Australian entry for Eurovision 2024 hot off the press.
Yes, we've been waiting for this one and we did get the date a couple of weeks ago, so it's great to see we're out and about now.
Exactly. And look, I think fans are going to be happy with the choice of artists. It is a familiar name. Who do we have, Michael?
Well, representing Australia this year, we have Electric Feels with One Mil Kali. Escape with us to the planets, to the Fleetwood Macs and the Janets. Mil Kali live while entertaining the guys. One Mil Kali. Well, lots of speculation about who the Australian artist would be. It is familiar faces, Electric Feels. Dale, what do we think about that?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's a massive surprise in the end. I think it's been an open field about who it might be. But fans have wanted Electric Feels ever since they competed in Eurovision Australia Decides back in 2019 with 2000 or whatever. They came second place on the night, a very popular song. It's won our national final countdown before. Electric Feels have come out on top in the poll that we do every year asking Australians who they want to go to Eurovision, and now they have their chance.
Absolutely. I think it's a pretty safe choice for SBS as well. I mean, we have an artist that fans and the public are familiar with when it comes to the brand of Eurovision, so it's not too risky, a little bit perhaps like we were with Voyager last year. So you're kind of starting in a positive territory as soon as you announce an artist like this.
Exactly. Look, it's a good formula. It's worked. We've got two artists, which I think have a lot of similarities, even though they're very different genres, where they were very, very good and very much loved at Australia Decides, but maybe a bit of a diamond to be polished up a little bit. And I think the difference of Electric Feels from 2019 to now is amazing. For those who don't know about Electric Feels, they're a duo. There's Zachariah Fielding and Michael Ross. Electronic with the traditional indigenous elements that come through, particularly obviously from Zachariah Fielding himself.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, our title of the song does come from the Yakunkara language. So I'm pretty sure that's the first time that's going to be used on the Eurovision stage, Dale.
I think it might be the first time, which is so amazing. Like literally, if we ever got kicked out of Eurovision and we never had an indigenous language on stage, it would have been a travesty. So I'm so pumped about that.
Absolutely. All right. Let's get into it. What do you think about the song?
Well, look, I am really excited by this, actually. And, you know, when we were talking before about the comparisons to Voyager, I think what we've got with this song is a very polished, mature version of Electric Feels. They've really grown in those 4 years. And it's a song that's for the Eurovision stage. It takes a lot of great elements of them. And it just ensures that it can work on stage because as much as I love 2000 or whatever and amazing as it was in the stadium, that was almost just too frenetic and too much to hit those cameras, to hit those things. And this song allows it to breathe while still having great moments and still being a bit of a bop.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it feels like a natural evolution for Electric Feels because 2000 or whatever was amazing and it was almost this unbridled energy which did come across on stage. Like we were in that stadium for the final. It was one of the best things I've ever seen. But it just needed to be reined back and kind of focused when you get to a Eurovision situation. This isn't a festival. This isn't a live gig performance where, you know, nobody's watching at home. So you've got to kind of come through the camera. I think this really does, as you say, give them the opportunity to really focus their strengths as well. Like, great vocal moments here for Zachariah. We've got terrific production and electronic elements that come from Michael, etc. So yeah, it seems pretty strong.
So many moments for Zachariah to shine. Like the opening, the whole thing. And definitely talking about, there's like a star. Can you imagine stars or something like that on stage?
I'm imagining stars.
Yeah, I reckon there's something there. But he just has this moment to go to ground it immediately and own that stage and own that vocal. So even if you do go into the crowd or something a bit later, later, you've had those moments of connection. And I think this, it really builds to an, like, there's a lot of little hooky parts, the Fleetwood Mac and the Janets, like things like that, repeating the words of the title of the song. And then you have some vocal moments at the end. It's ticking all the boxes without being cliche.
Yeah, totally agree. I think there's just so many moments here for Zachariah to shine. And also that start, he's such an incredibly arresting kind of person. As soon as the camera hits him, people are going to go, what's going on here? So you've got their attention immediately, which is half the battle in a competition. So yeah, I can see why they went for this one.
Yeah, exactly. And look, the thing is, a lot of people are naturally going to compare this to 2000 on whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, that was high energy, high beats, as we were saying before. This is like 110 beats per minute, and it kind of goes along with that. So it's going to have a very different feel, and some people might be like, oh, it's not 2000 or whatever. But I tell you, that production is so much richer, so much richer. But didn't we have the same conversation last year from fans around Voyager? A lot of people like Dreamer a lot more. They kind of were a bit funny at Promise at first until they saw it all come alive on stage. I can imagine some fans being a little bit like this because 2000 whatever so iconic, you're always going to have that comparison.
Yeah, it probably didn't have the instant sort of smack in the face ability that 2000 and whatever
had. Is that a word?
yeah, but again, I will concur. The same with Voyager. It probably Dreamer was a little more instantly accessible, but my God, it was a much more complex and sophisticated composition. I think that's where we're at this year as well. So yeah,
exactly. For Promise was more sophisticated than Dreamer.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think like, but there's so much still on its own merit to work with here, and I just think this has got like for me last year when I watched Promise the first time, I was like, okay. That was a lot. I didn't expect it to go there.
I was a bit overwhelmed.
I was a bit overwhelmed, but I really liked it, but I was a bit overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I turned to you after a minute into this song. I was like, this is good. And it only gets better every listen. I think it has more immediate stickability or like something to hang on to a little bit more than Promise last year, I think. But then maybe that's a genre thing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will agree. I think some fans will probably go, oh, it's not 2000 and whatever. So therefore, I'm disappointed. Give it a week. Give it a few listens. You're going to absolutely love this, I reckon, because there's so much going on. I love the kind of electro-funk, the electronica element of it. It's very modern, but obviously we've got a lot of traditional instruments being used as well.
Yeah.
So I think there's just so much that they can work with in a staging capacity here as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely a mix of excited and relieved. I think there's a lot, you know, there's always a lot of pressure for Australia to deliver. Now, nothing is a sure bet whatsoever, but I feel a lot better about that semi-final than I did before they were announced. And even as they were announced, and we knew it was Electric Fields, their music's been very different than 2000 whatever. Mm. And sometimes it's a bit, I don't know, it's not very stickable. It's a bit more live. And I was worried, can they come back with something even nearly as good? And they have delivered it. So there's a relief from it. And I'm excited for the potential of this song.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously we haven't seen the full semi-final lineup, but I think, and knowing SBS's penchant for staging recently, I think we should look pretty good with this product.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling better than I was going into not knowing what the announcement was. Like, they've given every good chance. It's a tough semi, don't get and nothing can be counted. You know, can't count your chickens with a full public vote. Let's talk about Eurovision a little bit here about how we think it could go. Because immediately, I know we just said public vote semis, but immediately my mind goes to juries for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will agree with that. I think if anything, the strength here is going to be the jury vote. But we've got to get past that first hurdle before we start engaging juries. So the big hurdle is to get out of that semi-final. We always panic about Australia's televote. Having said that, we won last year's semi-final. So yeah, if we can just clear that first hurdle, I could see juries enjoying this and respecting it. And then it's up to the European public how big the score actually is.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, look, I think what's good about this song is it's sitting in its own little space.
Mm.
And that's what you want at Eurovision. We didn't want another fun novelty song. We've got more than enough of those.
If I'd heard a 90s kind of, you know, Eurobeat. Oh, my God. No, thank you. Yeah.
So I think because it's kind of a mid-tempo pop song with its own kind of moments and different things about it, and it's got a lovely, the message, right? The message, you know, being one blood. I think we went through a bit of a hard year in Australia last year with our relationship with Indigenous Australia. And I think this is a really lovely song and a real lovely warmth to it. I think it has its own place. It's got its nothing is like it, and I don't think anything will be like it. And if you don't love your big kind of old school French man ballad, and you don't love your crazy Finland and your crazy Netherlands and even Croatia to that point, this is somewhere sitting in between there, where I think it's got, it's not boring, it's got different interesting elements, but it feels calm in a weird way.
Yeah, I think there's a real mature quality of the way they've delivered this in its production. And you're right, it is, it's going to be something completely different, right? Like, we've been criticised in the past from being a little generic Australia and sounding like it could have come from anywhere. This isn't going to sound like it came from anywhere. This is going to be identifiably Australian. So even the same was, I could say, for Voyager last year. Last year was very Australian. It was just pub rock kind of metal Australian. We've left the pub and we're at the club. So I do love that identifiable kind of Australian quality we have with this.
Exactly. And it's also understanding where Eurovision is right now. And we're playing to our strengths and we're playing into what is happening with the contest and the modern contest of where it is. So I think it really ticks those boxes. And we're in a new era, I think, of Australian entries. And it's really interesting that they've both come from Australia Decides. Because ultimately, yes, it's been panned a little bit over the time, but I think we've found two diamonds there that would never have been chosen. Like Electric Fields kind of did it on a whim the first year. They weren't on people's radar. Voyager had knocked down the door for 10 years or whatever, or 8 years before they got that in.
And I think Electric Fields were the opposite. There was like a friend of them said, have you put your song in the portal? And they were like, oh yeah, we should do that.
We should do that. The whole thing is, we always said this about Australia. We've got so many amazing artists who are just hiding in the rough or hiding in the independent music sphere, and to how now have two in a row that are going to represent our nation really well, whatever happens, is fantastic.
Yeah, I think I'm really, really positive about them going. I think they'll be fantastic ambassadors for Australia. So yeah, I think they've gone to the well of Australia Decides a couple of times, and sounds like we've got it right.
Well, yeah, that's probably anything else that we want to cover off with it?
No, I guess it's a very initial reaction, isn't it? So we just wanted to get this kind of out and said. But overall, I'm very, very pleased, very happy this is representing us. And I can't wait to see what we're going to do with the staging. Apparently something that's never been seen on the stage before, according to SBS. So we'll see.
We'll see indeed. I think for anyone who knows us or listens to the pod, we are Australian. We always support Australian artists. We always get behind our entry and we always generally talk positively about them. I think you can sometimes tell when we're really, really excited and happy with an entry. We're always happy with every entry we've had. But this, I think there's something special about this one, and I'm really proud that we've got this as our entry.
Yeah, likewise. I'm really looking forward to seeing the journey to Eurovision. Be interesting to see if they head off to the preview parties or anything like that, because to be honest, I think that could be really helpful for artists like Electric Fields to get a taste of that atmosphere before they actually hit the big show in Sweden.
Yeah, exactly. So yes, it shall be interesting to see how it all goes. We don't even know what the fan reaction is like yet. If it's terrible, we're living in our bubble of optimism and love right now, but look, we're happy with it, and the only thing that matters is how it does in May, not any of the kind of commentary, positive or negative, beforehand, really.
No, I'm happy. That's all that matters.
All right. All right, well, we'll catch you next time. We have a podcast coming up covering the last 9 songs that have been released that should be out in the next day-ish or so.
Yeah, so
that's coming. We've got 9 songs to get through, so if you're not subscribed already, make sure you do.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Catch you later.
As always, thanks for joining us and thank you for your support. You can follow us on our social media channels at AussieVisionNet.
And if you want to support the work that we and 20 AussieVision volunteers do and get some really good bonus content, then you can subscribe to our Patreon. The link is in the show notes.
Thanks very much.
Catch you later.